Love that. Welcome back to EAA Radio, Push to Talk with Magneto Mel and
Stuck Mike. So yesterday afternoon, after the air show, I'm walking around down here, and all of a sudden I hear squealing tires way up at the north end of 1836, and I'm thinking, wow, the traffic guys, the local police guys, they've made a big mistake, and they're going to get real interested in whatever this crazy person is. And so then I find that there's something really official going on. Kevin Keeling with Ford Special Events, Ford is in Ford Motor Company Special Events, is here to talk about what I heard yesterday.
Yeah, thanks, Mike and Mel. Yes. Well, we had yesterday, we call it our 2010 Mustang Unleashed Wheels versus Wings Challenge. And so we have two of our new 2010 Mustang Shelby GT500s, and they were piloted by some of our drift car drivers, so Von Gittin Jr. and Doug Vanderling. And they were racing a couple of airplanes, and the airplanes were piloted by Kirby Chambliss and Mike Gulian, two of the pilots out of the Red Bull Air Race series.
Well, as soon as I saw that black Mustang going south faster than I've seen a lot of cars ever go, and then a P-51 kind of right overhead, then I realized this was a structured event, and I was completely off base.
It was pretty cool, though, wasn't it? Yeah,
oh,
what we did.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, we started at opposite ends of the runway with one car and one airplane. And so we raced toward the midpoint.
And did you end with more cars and more airplanes at the other? That would be impressive.
Well, and then our drivers are really into drifting. And so you probably saw before we went out there, they were doing some donuts and some drift turns. And so the people along the side, the crowd, the people that had been camping, they were really excited to see that. So they came down, they hit the midpoint. We had a big explosion. And then the cars went to the end and the planes went up and did a half Cuban and the cars went into a power drift turn at about 80 miles an hour. Top speed on the runway, I think, was about 160, maybe even a little bit more. And so at 80, they made this bootleg turn. And
which eats up how much of the runway?
Well, in terms of the turn itself?
I mean, how long along the ground between when the turn starts to the point the car is 180 degrees different?
Well, the braking cone, we had them at about 1,200 feet from the end of the runway. And yes. They're going, as I say, about 150 miles an hour plus. And so then he got down to about 80 before he just slammed it to the side. And I was riding with Von Gittin Jr., and we went back the other way. And so the planes came out of their half Cuban going, 200 miles an hour plus. And we raced back toward the center point then and had another big pyro explosion.
I saw the pyros from where we were. So
I didn't see those at all. No, that would have scared me.
Now, wow. So who won?
Well, I think that Kirby Chambliss actually was the first one across the line in the airplane.
Now, this is in part related to a thing that you guys are doing to benefit the Young Eagles program. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah, and also I just wanted to mention, we're also going to have the Wheels versus Wings again today at 3 o'clock during the showcase. And the Young Eagles, what we are doing, we are providing a vehicle called the AVX-10. It stands for Air Venture Experimental 2010 Mustang, and it's nicknamed the Dearborn Doll. And it's really a tribute to aircraft from the World War II era. Last year, we sold a vehicle at the Gathering of Eagles. It was called the Aviator, AV8R, and it sold for $500,000 with all of the proceeds going to the Young Eagles. And it was a one-of-a-kind that was designed by our design team and our engineers. And this year, we thought, that one last year really kind of looked like our F-22 Raptor. And so this year we thought, well, we'll do something a little different. We'll go back to yesteryear. And so our paint is a matte paint. It's a satin silver that really looks like an aluminum body on the car. So trying to look like a World War II aircraft. We have nose art on it, the Dearborn Doll, a graphic like you'd have the pinup art from that era. We have a yellow nose cone. We have a yellow tail. We've got unique wheels with yellow propeller tips on it. It has a 550 horsepower supercharged engine, so the pilot that buys this is going to be able to go pretty fast as well as look good. And the interior is just fantastic with a distressed bomber leather seats with khaki inserts and nice touches like our clusters. We've changed our speedometer to ground speed, and we have additional gauges, a pyrometer to measure exhaust temperature and a pressure gauge, and the nav screen, when you turn that on, when it lights up, it brings the Dearborn Doll graphic up onto the screen.
So is the Dearborn Doll on display at your pavilion?
It is. It's right in the center of the Ford hangar.
Great.
It's excellent. I think I want one.
Yeah, we're actually trying to showcase a lot of vehicles that we're launching this year. It's the biggest year in the history of Ford Motor Company in terms of launching new vehicles, and we have them all really showcased over at the Ford hangar.
Have to go check that out.
Well, we appreciate your sponsorship year over year and your significant involvement in EAA, so...
So thank you.
Thanks for bringing not just cool cars, but some thrills today in the air show at 3 o'clock.
Well, now, for people who aren't able to be at the air show, that are listening on the web and haven't made it in, can they take a look at this? Do you have any pictures up? Is there someplace people can check it out?
The AVX-10? Mm. Today, we are moving it out of the hangar about lunchtime to take it over to the museum, and it will be back in display at the hangar again tomorrow.
Do you have a web presence with photos or anything for people to check out, or is it a day of show, look at it in person kind of thing?
Well, the EAA website, you've actually got a video that was put together, and so people can look at that, and it will give you all of the details on it, and so you can go to the EAA website and find it.
Great.
Thanks. Kevin Keeling with Ford Motor Company Special Events. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. Thanks
very much.
I'm Stuck Mike.
And Magneto Mel here on Push to Talk. Wireless Mike is up next on EAA Radio, 1210 AM, 93.1 FM, and on the web at www.airventure.org/radio.